opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The richest man had lots of gold and lots of land, had diamond rings and finer things, designer clothes just like a king. Yet each time he'd see his younger brother twin, he was so consumed with jealousy. Fire burned inside, he twisted and turned at night, until one afternoon he sadly cried. Tell me, what do you do? What brings such joy to you? Tell me, oh brother, help me discover it too. Show me what you've got. If it's something I have not, let me buy it, let me try it out. Sam, please understand, I'm just an ordinary man. I have no jewels, no swimming pools, but rest assured, I am no fool. Come see what I found, and turn your life around. Satisfy your soul with something so much more profound. Leave your work behind, take the time to find. Not a piece of gold, just peace of mind. Tyra is the truth, and nothing but the truth. Come, my brother, come discover it too. I am a Jew, and this is what I do. Learn some Tyra, get to know. Come discover it too. I am a Jew, and this is what I do. Learn some Tyra, get to know it too. Tyra is the truth, and nothing but the truth. Learn some Tyra.
On WCBM680.com, and what a way to start the week, you know, in Judaism, because we have a lot of secular people who don't know, but we make Havdalah. So let's make a quick Havdalah. Means we take wine and we put it underneath the hand and we say these blessings.
Hinei
yayınlayamayacağım kareyini. La yudum ay sahibi bizim rızasımı kalkent yılın kaçıyor sesi bir şey maddine akırı sabri mırın amır kaltı bana yine yılın melhu ahillam. Bayere priyagofen. Bırgatı bana yine yılın melhu ahillam. Bayde mini besomim. Bırgatı bana yine yılın melhu ahillam. Bayde mi aydın eş. Bırgatı bana yine yılın melhu ahillam. Hamab değil ben kaydın şıkay. Ben kaç ben sığlamıyam. İşim iş yıl şeşmeyim. As bırgatı bana yine ay. Hamab değil. Every Jewish house, you said amen, I hope everybody, because every Jewish house starts the week with this blessing. And if you want to know the Pirush, you can go, Chabad has beautiful, you know, the Pirush, the explanation of what I just said. Basically saying that Hashem makes Abdallah between the world and Am Yisrael, and we bless the wine. Well, it's a long blessing, you know. One day we'll go over the whole blessing. But right now I want to thank again all our listeners here in Baltimore. And all of a sudden we have thousands of listeners online. Yes, not everybody can hear us live. It's only over here in the radius in Baltimore, around Baltimore. And of course, now we're all clean shaven and clean. We just cut our hair after Shavuos. I got so many things to say last week. I didn't get to it. So I want to quickly bring it here. First of all, like we do always, we mention the Simchas. We can't start the program without the Simchas in Baltimore. Simchas Baltimore. Baby girl to Avi and Gabriela Schnitzer. Baby boy to Frami Elisheva Rothenberg. Baby boy to Shimmy and Pessy Leibs. Baby boy to Mr. There, Mrs. Aria Abramowitz, Mazel Tov Chaye, to Mr. and Mrs. Enlich Aces, baby boy to Eliezer and Mayor Shazowitz, baby boy to Jacob Yehuda and Elena Trout. Those are the babies. And now, how about the engagements? Wow, wow, wow. Engagements is Yisrael Wien and Tzipi Shwade, Mazel Tov, Michal Hopman and Racheli Horowitz, Mazel Tov, Dalia Bauman and Nate Spilka. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, till 120, all the Chassanim and Kalot, Shani Lesnik, and Yisrael Kupfer. What a Shabbos we had, and what a Shavuos we had. First of all, I'll tell you about my Shavuos. We're traveling in our 50 states promoting our Ben Ezmanim, our new CD, like you saw it. You can only download on Tweezer and YouTube and all the music apps. But basically what we're doing is we're traveling around the whole United States saying hello to all our friends. We were in Cleveland for Shavuot. Wow, wow. Wow, every city, it's amazing. The building, you know, they say we have some miracles. I'm gonna get to it right now. What I want to say last week, that the nations of the world looking at us and saying after 70, 80 years of Auschwitz or 85 years, that we have some magic. That how do we building billions of dollars of these schools, yeshivas, and the Knesset and all the shuls. So right now, when I travel to China, Korea, all these places, they are translating Art Scroll, the Gemara. Why? They're saying that we have a magic, but they want to learn it too. So right now, they're learning Baba Kama Bavasa in the colleges of China, and boy and girl. And of course, we know that we don't learn boys and girls together, Gemara. And with a little marijuana, I'm getting my beautiful, beautiful listeners. Listen to me. The power of Am Yisrael, okay, and this is the questions I ask the boys when I go to school. The Torah ends with a lamed, le'enei kol Yisrael. It means Yisrael is the Jewish nation. And it starts with Bet Bereshis, right? The beginning, God created the world. So the questions all the rabbis ask, why you end with lamed and start with Bet? Lev, you learn with your mind, you learn with your heart. I mean, that's the heart. But you learn with your eyes, ears. No, you can't exist without the head. What's with the heart so important? So he says, a little kleyaka mara boisai that says lev, you put God's name, yud ke vavke, right? Li means a word, la means a word, yud ke vavke. Again, you put the lamed, yud, lamed, hey, lamed, vav, lamed, hey. Base the same thing. Base yud, base hey, base vav, base hey, ba, right? these all, you put God's name with it, it's power. It's Ruach HaKodesh. That is our power. In Lev, it's not only Lev, heart enough, but you need to have all the spices in it, which give us the holy wind. It's called Ruach HaKodesh. We got thousands of emails this week. Of course, we couldn't do it this week and all the other weeks without our sponsors, beautiful sponsors. We have the Hudson Valley Resort, and we have also the Yaffa Catering. We can't live without them. Mosey and Yaffa, their address is 4311 Old Millfield Road, Pikesville, Maryland. The telephone number is 410-486-3325. What golden people. The food is mamish neshamadig. And the post hang is who we have, 718-757-8365. Get your posters all over the world. We use them, and they're all over the United States and even at Israel in Europe. If you want to get your whatever you're selling, you can sell out there. Marabai says, so Cleveland was so beautiful. This today, we were Shabbos. We went visiting all the shuls. We parked ourselves by Rabbi Taub, another holy Jew, to get a bracha from. And I forgot last week to mention Rabbi Feldman. Ah, what a Kesha had with the Baltimore Shiva. When I came here 30 years ago, I literally, by Rabbi Neuberger, I ate there and we spent Shabbos, we davened. So anyway, we got 1,000 emails thanking us for the Shiva Ben Hazmanim. Yes, Mara Boy said, they asked, all asking us if you're going to do it again. And of course, we're going to do it again. And we're just waiting for, again, they said, who was the two sponsors? Big sponsors was Esha Kodesh and Rabbi Habishu. Really sweet, sweet people. Mara Boisai, I just want to tell you something that... we want to go to music, too. I forgot we came in here for music. Let's play a song, and then we'll talk about something very interesting. Wow, time is flying. I can't believe it. That's the time already. Okay, go. Let's play the next song on that album. We're playing the whole truth. What it is, we have a new engineer. We have a new engineer, and... Yes, we're going to try to keep the songs. You know, years ago, I would go into yeshiva and we would sing 3 hours and divrei Torah of 2 minutes. Today, it's 2 minutes singing and three. We have so much to say. We visited today Rabbi Taub, and right nearby is a beautiful Chabad yeshiva, the Bochum Learning. There's nothing like watching boys steig away. Let me ask you a question. Chabad, come on, let's go for $200. Let's go. Somebody answer me and call me up. We'll just bring over to you cash tomorrow, right? Selech Rav, right? Goyel Mokum Tarzi. Rav means one Rebbe. Right? The number here is, if you want to get your $200, it's 410-580-6888. Again, that's the studio number, 410. Whoever wants $200, quickly. Goyel Mokum Tarzi, Selech Rav. It's one Rebbe. Selech Rav is one rabbi. Goyel Mokum Tarzi. Yeah, we're going to play the music. Goyel Mokum Tarzi means go to 10 yeshivas. So what's going on here? So the answer is very simple. You know, I told, we went to Chabad today. We prayed, make a little bit of music so the people will be able to hear me. We're trying to get music and Torah together because we only have 55 minutes to play it. Well, that's from my album going back 38 years ago, The Whole Truth. It was a big album that brought me to Eretz Yisrael, which I have so many stories to say about that. So basically, Asei L'Chorav means one Rebbe, means, yeah, you can't have a Spodik, a Shtramel, up hat, down hat. You need one hat. But Goyel Mokum Tarzi means go to many, many yeshivas. And many yeshivas mean that you have to learn from every. You have to need Tanya, Divya Yoyel, Reb Shach, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. So, you know, you need to have, you go to 100 yeshivas, there's not a stira. Asei L'Chorav, one Rebbe you need. Okay, so he's a vision of chosid, he's a Shach chosid, he's a Reb Chaim Kanievsky's chosid. You know, that's one person you follow. You can't have every day take another day from another rab. So I told the Chabadniks, when I went to Eretz Yisrael, I had a Nes Nigla from the Rebbe, which what happened was I went to 8 Rebbes then. I was then, you know, Misnaged the holidays, but yet, Baba Rebbe, we have to go around on the line and get a bracha. So I was selling jewelry, coming down every week to Baltimore, and I just tell the people today, and I always say to Hanisham Allah, my neshama had a loch, I had a hole in the neshama, and I need to go to Eretz Yisrael. Many rabbis put me off saying, you have 11 kids, how are you going to get married, how are you going to do it? The koyach of the Rebbe was, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was, that he says, go, and mamish, miracles happen. I can't get into it, but something happened on the way that put me over. Okay, I'm not going to mention 100 million. I didn't say anything yet. Okay. My rabbi said, you shaved your beard. What kind of bracha did you make this week? What kind of bracha do you make when you shave your beard? Yeah, no, nobody knows? Come on, for $100, let's go. What do you mean? This is a little corny joke. Shave a brachas. No, I'm just kibitzing. My rabbi said. So basically, we had, like I just said, this week, a great, great, but you know, thousands of people, you know, we get emails, kochatora@gmail.com. Any question you have, you can ask us. And a lot of people were disappointed with the story with the ger. Like, who knows what, that we have to rip out the pashas of Rom Avinu from the Torah. We have to rip out, we have to rip out Shavuos. We all gerim standing on. Seems like there was some fight here that people didn't agree with the ger that came in town. I mean, you know, I just want to hear your opinion, because we spoke to thousands of rabbonim. Matter of fact, in Baltimore, he got hugs and kisses from, I think, 12 rabbonim. So it seems like there's always one person that somehow opens up and he lets out a protest. But I don't think it came from the Rav. But if any, I mean, think Rav, there's a Rav and a Rav. There's an Erev Rav, you know. There's a Boiker Rav. I just want to make sure that we're on the same level, that, you know, Yisroi, these are all Gerim, and Shavuos is celebrating with Gerim. So I can't believe it came from real Rabbonim. Anyway, what I do want to say is, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, a beautiful story from him. You know, we're going to be doing programs now with the traveling. We're going to have a major problem. I'm not going to be coming in to the studio like this every weekend. We're going to have a pre-recorded, means that we're going to be playing in the 3 weeks. We'll be playing cappella. And which means there's no music, because we have 3 weeks. We have to play only vocally. So I'm just happy, this first time in history, I mean, I do many radio shows, but I just want to get in all the stories that we have, so many stories to, bring up here, Mamash Chizik, to the Oilam here. And the famous, most famous one was that we're going to be coming out Well, yeah, okay. I think that's what we're going to be doing because I want to hop around. I'm trying to work with the engineer that I maybe shouldn't keep quiet and just speak on because we have so much chidushim to say. The number in the store in the studio is 410-580-6888, and of course it's sponsored by Hudson Valley Resorts. We have a hotel in the summer. If anybody that's part of our Chnosos Orchim, if you can't afford a vacation, we'll give you a free one. Well, not for free, free, but we'll sponsor a part, and we have a good partner out there that's going to sponsor the other part. So that's what we've been doing also, Chnosos Orchim, and me trying to give vacations for poor people who would love to break. You know, we had last year so many people that came crying, but you have to call and you have to make arrangements. The number in the studio is 410-580-6888. And to answer the questions here, which we're giving out USBs, and the first question is, right? We say it, it's a famous song. God, I ask from you, I just ask for one thing. Shift me, Hashem. I should sit in the house of the Lord. And I should, vake means I should seek your kindness, your loveness, your spiritualness. So my question here is, we said, achas, one thing. What's shifty bebeis ulevake? It seems like we want two things. So the answer is, anybody, $100 out there, you can email me. Some people, you know, can't call up because there's a problem with the radio calling in. 410-580-6888. Why do we say ulevake? Shifti Hashem ulevake becholoi. Anyway, for this story, I would like, you know, after this song, I would like to, maybe without music in the background, so people should really hear what we have to say. We can lower it little by little. Okay, my Rabbi, I just want to say the programs, what's going on, what we're going to do. We're going to be giving out free voice lessons. Means when we go to Europe, we charge $50 a person to come. We can go make in every shul a void, but there's mega people, boys and should be teachers, motors, that they get hoarse. And they're saying they want to be cured. And I'll tell you, I don't do one-on-one with women, but we do with men. We do, but I don't think I have time for one-on-one to try to cure you. So we'll try to give the basics on the radio, but that's going to be in the three-week time. We plan to do that. Now, another thing is we have a brand new USB there. I don't think they queued that in yet, but we're going to be, after 40 years, we came up with a brand new USB called Koyim Arashem. And Metshem will be playing one section, one song on each. But what I want to share with you right now, without music, that there are songs that we grew up with, and we're going to tell you, not this program, but that's part of the programming. That was a mistake. Basically, we're going to leave this world. We're going to go to the next generation. We cannot give over mistakes. So the question here is like this. The song, I'll give you one song, for instance. We go, everybody knows the song. We're going, Koisi lochem brocho, ad beli, die. Till your lips are going to be so sore that you can say, die, Hashem, it's enough. I have no pockets to fill the millions. My question to you is, all the people that are dancing, Simchas Torah and all the chasanis, does your lips say die? Come on. Chabra, $500, the next caller is going to get, if you can answer me, your lips don't say die. Your lips says beis, mem, vav, pei. And it doesn't say dalet. Moira Boisai, wow. Who lost $500? Yep. We got the email. Somebody's writing me the answer right now. We'll see if he gets it. We have a problem with the phone, so we can't get called in. But Moira Boisai, who has the answer? Let's go. $500. Yup. I think we got an answer. So the answer is, he says, there is an answer, but I wanted more schmaltzy. In other words, I tell the boys in yeshivas that either you can have a steak, a burger, and you go to a store, and I want a steak. If I'm paying for it, I want a steak. So he says, the Marshon, the Baal Shem Tov, do say it. We're going to give him something. The question is how much. that we say so many times, da-da-da, even though your lips don't say only base mem vav pay, it says die, that you're going to say a million times, da-da-da, it's so much, Hashem, stop giving me money, that's too much. And all of a sudden, your lips are going to have a little say in the matter. But the answer that I wanted was, it's a Yishalmi, and the Yishalmi says that what? We actually made a mistake. I mean, he doesn't bring up the song. He didn't know about the song. But he made a mistake. We made a mistake by the wording. It says over there, I'll explain it. Till our mouth is going to say dayenu, enough bracha. So, you know, the bracha was the part that we had to add. And the base, if in the bracha we do, what's the name? So that's what Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky said. You know, he says there was a shul that they used to turn around by Bahi Ben Soyor, and everybody knows in the Jewish shul we turn around by Bahi B'Shalom B'Kabbalat Shabbat. Bahi B'Shalom Ateret Balat. That's where we turn around, not by Bahi Ben Soyor. So they asked him, where did they get this minhag? Where did they get this law? So he said, our great grandparents turned around. What happened was the shul was painted with a big board on top. And the board said the whole prayer. So people didn't happen to see do. They used to turn around and they used to look at the board. But then they knocked down that wall and there was no more the board, but the minhag stayed, the law stayed. What I'm trying to say is that we have to sometimes the next generation explain to them, yes, we made a mistake and we forgot to put the nekudot. One next, there was more, two robbers were fighting. Lo signov, it means you're not allowed to steal. So they said lo. He said no. They learned it different. They put a period, low period signal, you're allowed to steal. In other words, he said that used to turn around, there was this rabbi in a synagogue, not an Orthodox one, and his congregant came over and says, I bought a Cadillac, I'd like to know how to make a shechianu. Now in Judaism, when you buy something new, a new suit, a new car, a new house, you make a bracha, you say make a blessing, shechianu, vikimanu, vikianu. In other words, you make a blessing. So the rabbi looks at me and said, I know what a new Cadillac is. He said, but what's a shechianu? In other words, this rabbi knew cars, but he didn't know the blessing. So I want to tell everybody, we can go to the next song and call here. It's sponsored by our beautiful Yaffa Catering, which you can't live without. Their beautiful chont and kugel and their beautiful weddings that they make and all their simchas and bar mitzvahs. Yaffa Catering, one of a kind, and also on Hudson Valley Resorts. To get your free vacation, call us up. It's actually a paid vacation. People are paying $5,000 to come. We give you discounts. Hudson Valley Resorts, the number is 845-394-9683. The Hassel Frum Experience for Shabbatones, family reunions, simchas and shivas. We have also the mini golf, bounce houses, inflatables, 550 acres of stunning lakes and trails. Wow, wow, wow. I was there for the past 8 summers, let me tell you. The place is gorgeous and real Hamish. They even do weddings. Maybe we get together, Yaffa Catering and Hudson Valley, and make a chasana there, Mitzvah Shem. Only $15,000. Wow, what do you have today to make a wedding? $15,000. Yes. And sponsors of Ben Azman was Aisha Kodesh and Rabbi Habi Shul. Thank you again. We're going to be redoing it again. The only difference is we're giving $80 a chavrus instead of $40. Because the money, Baruch Hashem, is coming in from all the, everybody's learning from Aisha Kodesh and Rabbi Habi Shul to give money, honey, sunny, funny. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will have a beautiful, beautiful summer. We plan to go to Israel, but we are going to record in Israel. And we're going to be recording probably the concerts in Hudson Valley Resorts. So to have your posters hung by Yoli, 718-757-8365, poster hanger 1. Okay, let's hear the music. Let's upload. Let's hear the music. In the yagev, in the yagev, love.
yo a mezcal. In vain I get me fend, in vain I get me fend. No, but no way yo a mezcal. In vain I get fend, in vain I get me fend. No, but no way yo a mezcal. In vain I get fend, in vain I get fend.
In a way I get heaven, big in way I get heaven, love and know where the one know where you miss Cabell. In a way I get heaven, big in way I get heaven, love and know where the one know where you miss Cabell. In a way I get heaven, big in way I get heaven, love and know where the one know where you miss Cabell. In a way I get heaven, big in way I get heaven, love and know where the one know where you miss Cabell.
Okay, in Bear Geffen, in Bear Geffen. Wow, people are calling here, left and right here. We can't take the phone right now because we're on air. We'll take it right away when we get back. Okay, so the story is, why did Hashem create me? Hashem wrote the Torah. You know, people saying, they never had after the Shoah. At least 100,000 gay people want to become gay. And why, really? I mean, my gay, for instance, you know, he's working upstate New York with me, and he helps me build my Echnosis Archim. And one day, my hat gets missing, my coat, my tzitzis, and everything is missing. And he's wearing it. You know, a gay, the halach is a convert. I have to tell all the secular listeners, if there is a non-Jew, we say, stay where you are, we love you, do the Sheva B'nai Noah, and you're accepted in paradise. We never run after to make a gear. A gear has to come, a convert has to come from his own will, from his own heart. It's not like Jews for Jay, where they solicit on the street to come, become Catholic, become non-Jewish. No, no, no. Judaism does not allow to go over and put a stand, you know, Jews for Jews, in other words, be convert. We're not allowed to. The only reason you have a right to make a Jew is when he's wanting so bad, like my guest Sammy's begging me. And the only reason why I brought him to Baltimore, because he's, I don't want to say what, you know, he lets me say it, but they're so infested there in bad things, they're Monticello, I want to schlep him to Kedusha's Baltimore. So Marabai say, there's pre-ger, there's ger, and there's erev ger. What do I mean? After Mr. Ger is after he becomes a ger. But how do you become a ger? You have to work with him. You have to make maluch. You have to be, every rabbi that I went to and I spoke to, everybody says, I mean, besides in Baltimore, I mean, not in Baltimore, Cleveland, wherever I travel, I bring up the story saying, well, what's wrong with the Avraham Avinu Torah is wrong, the Yisrael Torah, how they all gave them tongue, they gave them food, they brought them to the house. Again, I'm calling out now a shout out. Anybody wants to come a convert, that we're not asking you to become, but you're searching, we'll guide you to where to go. We are not advertising converts on the radio because we're not allowed to. Hashem, so why do people want the Torah? What's so great about the Torah? basically, it's a manuscript, we know from generation, the only real Torah, with the Old Testament that came down from, that was Shavuot now, that we stood by the Har Sinai on the mountain, and we accepted it, and my grandfather told your grandfather told his grandfather, going back thousands of years, and that's how we know that it's not a made-up story, and somebody came to the okay, I don't want to get into the other religions. Ours is handed Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messinah and Mesorah Yeshua and Shua Zakenim, and nobody and by us, I mean, and for this alone, that you go, you send your kids to school and there's a shooter, they're 18. I mean, I don't want to tiftach pe'el sotan, but you know, where you see such a world that people are coming, young kids with guns to school, and you have to. You know, I didn't want to get into this topic, but that's a topic that I want to get into. It just hurts my heart when we watch these young girls and boys being killed and murdered by somebody that watched a horror movie the night before and just want to let out his horrorness and see how it feels. That's basically what it is. In Judaism, we don't allow television, internet, all these things. We don't allow for that simple reason. Not a kid is a kid. He'll see a gun, he picks it up, he doesn't know the difference. He'll shoot and kill. We have to strengthen anybody that wants to become Jewish. If you're going to be sitting in a Jewish school, they're not going to come with a gun. Thank God we know. We had you in whatever, in Pittsburgh, terrible story. They came to shul and they killed. But basically, you don't see in a Jewish school, unless somebody comes in from the outside, but you don't hear that either. Thank God. Why? Because Hashem wrote the Torah to be our instruction manual to life and wrote it in such precise manner and with such infinite wisdom. That's our magic, that within each and every letter in the Torah, one can extract profound halachas and lessons. It's not that you know that. The one I'm named after, Michal Ben Weissman, to look at his book. He has gemat, he has calculations. He opens up a book, and I mean, I can just give lessons on that. Another 13 programs, the way he found God after his wife was murdered. I said last week on the train to Auschwitz, he jumped over with the knife that he baked in the bread. In fact, whenever, that's why it's not boring. We had just today Shabbat, right? I told you, we spent time 28 hours I was in a synagogue. I don't go to a hotel, motel. We stay in a synagogue, and we just learned the Bible all day, all night, all day. So you tell me it's not boring after an hour? No, because you see God's wind, you see Ruach HaKodesh, and whenever even a single letter appears to be extra in Torah, the Gemara indeed explains the complex laws for him. Yet, strangely, in the week's parsha of the Torah, verse 72, this week's parsha is Nasai, and 72 verses to repeat in great detail the 12 identical gifts that the Nasi of each Shevet dedicated to the Mishkan, right? The Nasi is the one who was in charge of the dedications, and they brought to the Mishkan. Mishkan was the holy dwelling of God in the times when there was the Beit HaMikdash, the Torah. And this begs the question, why didn't Hashem simply detail the gifts once and state that it was bought by the 12 Shvatim? What profound message is Hashem conveying to us by repeating the exact same gift that each Shevet brought 12 times, making this is the longest Pasha, my Rabbi said. I don't know if you realize it took us so long to lay in the Pasha, basically because we went over so many times. Why didn't he say it once? Why did he have to go through 72 verses, 72 psukim? A man who never had a luxury of going to yeshiva as a child decided to fill his lifelong dream and to study in the Beis Medrash of a local high school. After he retired, sitting in a room with hundreds of boys who were learning Pesach Gemara with relative ease, he was very discouraged and frustrated that learning a mere two lines took him many hours, right? He felt that his learning did not accomplish anything. He confided with the rabbi, comforted him, told him a story. In the early 1950s, there was a world-renowned composer named Toscanini. There was one symphony in particular that he devoted many years in incredible effort to compose, and it was scheduled to be played overseas by a top orchestra. As fate would have it, Toscanini became ill in the last moment, was hospitalized, and was forced to miss the live performance of the symphony he had worked so hard to create. Indeed, it was arranged for him to hear air it over a two-way radio. Local reporter visits Tuscany Hospital to witness what his reaction would be hearing his masterpiece come to life. Tuscany listened to the entire piece being played, and when it finished, he looked utterly disappointed. He was clearly missing a violin. He complained to the reporter. He realized, can you imagine, my boy said. The reporter was quite shocked that Tuscany could possibly notice the absence of a single violin, especially considering the fact that in addition to many other instruments, they were typically between 20 and 30 violinists in the symphony. How could he possibly notice a single one missing? The boy did some research and surprise. Sure enough, one violinist was sick and could not make it. The Rebbe concluded, Hashem is the world's composer, and we are his hand-picked orchestra. Every single instrument that a composer plays at the symphony adds significance and distinct beauty to the melody. Similarly, every single human being that Hashem creates has the ability to add significant and distinct beauty to the song of a nation. We're all harmony. We all sing a beautiful. Next week I'll explain something real deep about music. In his own unique way, each and every one of the individual music are essential. When you make a bracha davening or do any other mitzvah, adds to Hashem's glory in a way that no one else's world possibly could. And if one day you wouldn't show up, it would affect the symphony of our entire nation. Your small mitzvahs and words of Torah are as necessary and important in Hashem's grand orchestra, or even the greatest gedolim. So we just want to finish over here. Let's go to the next song, and we got some calls that people want to answer some questions, and we're giving guy $200 for answering the right question, and we're going on. What's the next thing?
Yeshua Brachamim,
Okay, I just want to, we're going to be ending the show. I'll tell you, it goes quicker than I thought. But before we end, I want everybody to point at your neighbor right now and say what you think of him. So one person will say he's a tzaddik, he's righteous. One person will say, you don't know, you're a lowlife. Remember, look at the three fingers pointing back at you. Whatever you tell your neighbor, you're three times. So if you tell the person you're a great person, the three fingers pointing at me, I'm three great. And one is God. And God is witness. So I tell all my students, don't ever go around saying you know, I don't like to use this word, B-U-M. Don't point at him, say you're great. And when he's great, you're three greatnesses. Why am I bringing this up? Because we're constantly looking out to condemn an extra person. I travel the world, like in Cleveland last week, don't ask. They came over, a husband and wife. My wife was crying a whole davening. I said, why, was that bad the way I prayed? Why was she crying? So she said, he said, when she was a little girl, she was 7 years old, she was sitting next to her father. Music has an inner power to bring back your mother. It's like reincarnation. It's amazing. What we're doing now is bringing back 40 years. Everybody knows out there, the ones who are listening to me, how old were you 40 years ago? If you're 50, you were 10 years old, right? If you're 60, you're 20. So music has the power in it to give us memory and to hold on to it. And it's amazing. I go around the world, people left and right, you know, just want to compliment. And just today, I was by Rabbi Haber, this beautiful person came over to me and says, remember me? And I went to Chabad. I didn't remember him, but he told me the niggun, the song he sang in his house. Yes, Beulah, it was beautiful meeting you. And how about the one in Chabad? He said, you know, you sang at my wedding. I meet people, like thousands of people, wherever I go. I really don't remember, but through music they remind me. So you know the story, this person goes see this Hasidic rabbi on the street with a long beard and pious, and he tells he says, you know, you're low life. Why? She's pointing at him. Why? What's the problem? Come on, we're living in a modern day. Everybody's in jeans and everybody's hip. Why are you looking like a schlepper that just came out of a barn? You look so with the long pace and the long beard. So he looks at her and he says, thank you. He says, I don't know how I look like, but I happen to be Amish. She looks at him and thinks a second, wow, I'm so proud of you. You're holding your tradition. You're holding your tradition so historically. And there, I think, Amish, I don't know, a couple hundred years, maybe. We're a couple of thousand years. So he looks at her and he says, listen. And he gave her the fingers back and it said, listen, you respect your religion. We're from Mount Sinai, and Amish is a very good religion, but all of a sudden, you have respect for him because he's Amish. So we're up there. We can give a last song there. We still can give it. Let's give one more song here. And while the song is playing, we're going to try to think of our advertisers. Of course, Yaffa Catering. We can't do without you, Yaffa Catering. And we can't do without you, Hudson Valley Resource. Oh, by the way, somebody did call up, and we just offered them half the price on Hudson Valley Resorts. They tell us, we didn't sign yet, but they're begging for a vacation. They haven't seen two swimming pools and 550 acres of stunning lakes and trails. We offered them a price. They have four kids and two adults, Mitzvashem, Hashgach Bar Rabbi Binyamin Taub, giant ballrooms, kids' play center, 845-394-9683. Our email address to the studio is kohatora@gmail.com. kohatorah@gmail.com. And Metzashem will be doing again, with the help of H. Kodesh and Rabbi Habi Shul, we're going to be doing again Shiva Ben Azmanim. Of course, we have our own fundings, but there's nothing like getting more funding. Anybody wants to sponsor Ben Azmanim, is 718-409-60. No, we can use the other number. We'll use 845-394-9683. Anybody that wants to sponsor Ben Ezmanim for your son, for your children, you know. And I want to end something very, very important. Now, last week I mentioned to take your children to holy rabbis. One thing in my house growing up, 40 years, 11 children, and each child was a different topic. And one child gave me permission. I'm going to tell you a story. You're all going to fall on the floor now, but hold on to your chairs. And he gave me permission. Otherwise, a father wouldn't mention this on radio. I had this one son that sang with me. Matter of fact, we'll give one of his songs. We have to do quick because they're closing up on us. He sang with me all the time. And why? He somehow in school, school and him didn't get along together. Him and his teachers, you know, he probably like said goodbye to 14 schools. He like he made a Guinness Book of Records of being the most schools in a year. So I told him not to go out for it. You weren't kicked out. Every school wants a part of you. One wants your hand, one wants your foot, one wants your head. He's probably listening online. Monday, you're putting this online. My favorite son, Dovi. I'll even give you his name. Now, I used to always come with all my songs, as you see, Don't Give Up. I would give him always music. Dovi, you're the greatest. I'm telling you again, trust me, you're the greatest. Do you know something, my Rabbi Sai? You know, you asked me what happened with him today. He's the world's greatest doctor. That's what I'm saying. And he laughed at all those teachers. They became shoe shiners and pizza cutters and french fry makers. They didn't understand the doctor. Myra Boisai, you have a son there that you can shape and make him into the biggest, biggest person, scientist, whatever, the rabbi, dying, whatever you want to make him. I'm not saying a pizza cutter is very respectable. I have a relative in that business too. But this kid, every morning when I want to wake up and get energy for myself, I said, you know, because years ago I made it up at them, well, you're so great at that time. I didn't understand why the schools did not like him. And he's a professor, not just a doctor. I mean, he's doing everything from AP. What kind of doctor? He's in Borough Park. Go look him up. And his needles are going straight. Don't worry. People are scared now that I told you. he might have failed schools, but he's the greatest doctor. I was by his valedictorian with tears till today. I say my son, not he's a chazan too. And he makes, you know, he dominates in the biggest shuls. But his profession is my son, the doctor. So I want to tell you, each child you have, please look at him. Take him to a rabbi. The first thing is the big rabbi to get a blessing. He should know he's blessed by the holy rabbi, who's blessed by Klal Yisrael, who's best. And remember, there's always a Boker Rav and there's an Eir Rav. I mean, to take him to a Boker Rav means a morning rabbi. An Eir Rav, we're not going to get into it. This is radio. We're not going to explain it. Maybe one time. Murabais, I want you all to have a blessed week. And again, anybody needs a vacation, you're having that vacation, you come to the Hudson Valley Resorts, we'll work with you. We'll make sure that you have a beautiful stay. We can still talk a little bit. Okay, great. There's nothing like talking. The next question. Okay, guys, you want to have a $500 question. Here we go. It's sponsored by, the $500 is sponsored by a great, great person. He doesn't want us to give out his name. But these are sponsored. All the money here that we're spending, it goes on our sponsors. Why do we say, Pischuli Pesach Kachudish Al Machad? $500, you can buy yourself a new bicycle tomorrow. You can buy yourself a new what's-her-name, and the check is going to go through. It'll be a check from this personal donor that wants to give out a free bicycle worth $300, and you can buy it accessories on the bike. Pischuli Pesach Kachudish Al Machad. Open to a chudish al machad, bani eftech lach pischuli shel ulam. Hashem says, give me a small needle. I open it up, and I'm going to give you pischuli shel ulam. What's ulam? It was in Beis Hamikdash, one of the rooms. It was a big room. My question to all of you for $500. The answer here, right? You can call the show here. You can call the number here. We gave you the number, right? 410-580-6888. Make yourself $500. Why? There's no smaller than a needle, and there's no bigger than a ulam. What's a ulam? Ulam was a room in the room of Kachukachim, but there's bigger. So why did Chazal tell us for $500? Next 2 minutes, in other words, we're closing the show. We want to end the show, start the show with money, with a question, and end the show with the money. I want to wish everybody, we give you another minute to think. Well, I'll give you another question on the rise, right? We asked the question before, Shifti Beveis Hashem or Levaka Becholoi. What Shifti Beveis Hashem or Levaka? Why two things? I asked God to ask me one thing, and then we say Shifti Beveis Hashem or Levaka Becholoi. But the main thing is, Chavra, remind yourselves, your children are your diamonds. It's the next generation. The next generation, right? I tell all the boys in school, I knew your parents, I knew your grandparents, and now I'm working on your great-grandparents. And to each child, that each, all your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, we had a special kesher the last 40 years. We traveled the world. I meet them and I say hello to you, all your children and your grandchildren. We give them money in the yeshivas. And we buy radio stations. I met you, we'll meet you. We're going to be doing Shabbos and Achmo, Hudson Valley Resorts. We're giving out $2,000 there. And
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.